Hello there, and welcome to episode 216 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're kicking off J.R.R. Tolkien Week by taking a look at his use of rings. I mean, his big books are called The Lord of the Rings, so I suppose it was unavoidable. But the great thing about Tolkien's work is just how widely it can be interpreted. Like I said today, we're looking at his use of rings. In the story of The Lord of the Rings, and I guess in the wider story of Middle-earth, the elves of old created rings of power, incredible magical devices that could shape the world around them. Does that sound familiar at all? One interpretation of the rings, supported actually by letters that Tolkien himself wrote, is that they are somewhat symbolic of human invention. Like the humans in the 1940s, when Tolkien was putting together his story, elves loved to tinker with forces just beyond their control. Hence the creation of the One Ring, the ring that sets the whole story in motion, because it has the power to essentially control the whole world. The elves didn't necessarily mean to make something that could be used for evil, but through their tinkering, they created a device that Sauron, the main bad guy, used to take power. Now, there's a hint of the nuclear in here. Scientists working on the bomb, once they saw the first test, realized just how big a bang the thing would make. Are the scientists the elves of our time? Maybe in Tolkien's point of view. Now, he had a very naturalistic idea of the world, idealizing nature as key to our existence. In trying to control nature, the elves and the scientists inadvertently created a weapon capable of destruction beyond imagination. Thanks for tuning in to episode 216 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Tolkien Week by taking a look at Gollum.